name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure that you all realize that you are here tonight because you are mandated to be here. You may think that you are here to join with Jesus on the Last Supper, or to strip the sanctuary as an iconic gesture of Jesus being stripped of his garments, or that we're here to stay awake through the night with Jesus in our chapel to fulfill his request that his followers stay awake with him through the night. And while all of that is true, it is also true that there is a mandate of observance on this night. And now we live in a time where we bristle about being mandated to do something, to do anything. And yet that's exactly what the word mande essentially means, a command. But the command this evening is not to show up or to listen well or to pray harder than the person next to you. The command of this evening comes from Jesus giving the great commandment, a commandment Jesus says, even though after all this time in the washing of the feet, Peter still doesn't get it and tries to tell Jesus how it really should be done. A commandment that Jesus gives us despite the fact that he has just washed the feet of the man who he knows will betray him. It's a commandment that Jesus says, even though in his heart of hearts he knows he is going to die, and in spite of all of that, Jesus doesn't look at the disciples and command them to get it right this time, or geez, haven't you learned this lesson yet, Peter? Or Judas, is that really what you want to do? No. No, Jesus turns to the disciples after an extremely intimate moment and says to them, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. We come together tonight because of love. We have a commitment to our God who loves us and dares to be intimate with us, even when we don't get it right, like Peter. Or even when we turn away like Judas. We have a commitment to our God who loves us and commands us in return to love one another in the same fashion. And one way we express our love is by showing up. We love by worshiping together. We love by praying together. We love by sharing in the blessing and the giving of wine with one another and bread with one another. We love by cleaning out the church, stripping as Jesus was stripped, so that tomorrow we will focus more clearly on the cross. We love by living out these 3 days together, loving one another in community as God loves us. Commanded to love when life is imperfect, to love in a way that attempts to mirror the love that prevailed when friends betrayed and when such love required suffering unto the point of death. This is the mandate that has brought us here tonight, to love one another as God so powerfully and miraculously loves us. Amen.